Continuing with the Holy Brother stories to Mamish make our lives that much sweeter. Page 77 of Holy Brother. I was in Karlbach Shul one Motzei Shabbos, right after Abdullah, when a bedraggled-looking street person walked in, heavy-headed, straight for Shlomo, and said pleadingly, "Rabbi, can you get me something?" Since the Sabbath had just ended, Shlomo didn't have any money on him. A lesser man would probably have said, "Sorry, nothing on me tonight." But of course, let's remember, we're talking Shlomo Karlbach here. So first, Shlomo apologized profusely to the man, explaining that he didn't have any cash on him, but he would look for some in the apartment above the synagogue. "Please forgive me, holy brother, for making you wait. I'll just try to be as fast as possible." Then Shlomo asked me to accompany him upstairs. At this point, Shlomo was not well. He suffered from heart problems, and his feet were horribly swollen, and climbing the stairs proved to be an ordeal. But I didn't hear a word of complaint or self-pity from him. His sole concern was that his slow ascent was keeping the man waiting. When he got upstairs, Shlomo invited me into his room while he went to the closet to search for money. I was a bit shy about entering the inner sanctum of the Holy Rabbi, but he insisted I come in. Shlomo then went over to a hook where his everyday pants were hanging and began hunting through all his pockets till he found a wad of dollars. Without counting it, he pulled out the entire bunch, handed it to me and said, "Please, give it to the holy man downstairs and tell him I'm very sorry that it's such a small amount. Please tell him to come back tomorrow and I'll have some more for him." Shlomo gave me everything what there was in his pocket, and there was nothing left. Crazy. One more similar story, maybe even crazier. Several years ago, on Friday night, Shlomo was taking one of his long walks along Manhattan's West End Avenue when he was attacked at gunpoint. "Give me all your money or I'll shoot you on the spot," screamed the mugger, waving his gun. Undaunted by the gun, Shlomo good-naturedly smiled at the man and patiently explained, "Holy brother, Nebuch, I feel so sorry for you that you have to do this. I'd really like to help you out, but I'm so sorry. It's Shabbos, and I don't keep money on me. If you will please come tomorrow night to my synagogue after the Sabbath is over, I will be glad to give you whatever you need." After hearing Shlomo's gentle words, the mugger lowered the gun and let him go. Something that Shlomo must have said convinced this mugger that Shlomo would not trick him or turn him in, because Motzei Shabbos, the mugger kept the appointment and showed up at the shul. Shlomo gave him some cash and the man vanished, never to be seen again. Crazy. So what do we learn from this story? So what I'm taking out of it is, Patoach Tiftach, the Torah tells us that that you gotta open up your heart to someone who's asking. And Shlomo's genius is that he applied this not just to Jews, but to all people. And I think for Shlomo, it was a principle thing. It wasn't so even just about them. It was about he wanted to be a giver. He wanted to be a lover. Of course, it was about them. But his policy was yes, no matter what. He didn't have the heart to say no. He said if we start closing our heart sometimes, then we're never going to know when to open it. The world is sick. We've got to just open up our hearts. And he applied this across the board. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I'm on the level to do this, but hearing this story makes me want to give more. Even sometimes we get so many people asking us for money in shul, this cause, that cause, at the end of shul, 10 people making speeches asking us for money. And it's hard. People all the time coming, and it's hard. And most of the world, 99% of the world, has to shut it down. Shlomo Karnbus is the exception. He was the extremist, and he said no. He had to say yes. And now I don't know if we should be giving away all of our money like Shlomo did, but to open up our hearts more as much as we can, to even if we can't money, but to open up our hearts to care about that people, to give them some food, to love them, to care about them, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. This is the teaching of Shlomo. And as he walked down the streets of the Kotel, of Yerushalayim, of the subway in New York, of wherever you're at, if you can remember this story. I know my dad, when he read this book, he started giving everyone who asked a little bit of food. And I'm glad that this book is able to touch him in that way. So Hashem should bless us to open up our hearts in the derech of Rav Shlomo. We know his giving and other stories actually saved other Jews' lives. And these muggers remembered Rav Shlomo's kindness and let people live. You never know what a little bit extra love can do. Life is too short to close our hearts. So we should be zoicha to be giving mamish to everyone we can. And I'll close with one last story that's not here, but I've heard it before, that once someone put Rosh Shlomo at gunpoint. And Rosh Shlomo not only gave him his wallet, he said, "Holy brother, I'm so sorry," and he gave him a big hug. And the guy hugged him back. And Imam melted his heart, and he changed his ways. What people really are yearning for is not money, but love. And in this world of coldness and hatred, what a little bit of love can do. So have a beautiful day, deriving inspiration from Rosh Shlomo's love.